Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw was approved by the planning board last week, but it's getting less support from the community. Advanced Land and Timber Company wants to build the homes on Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School. Developers will hold a public meeting at ECHS on June 10th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the proposed development. A Facebook group critical of the development has grown to more than 400 members in just a few days. Commissioners have not yet set a date for a public hearing on the proposal. A man is facing charges after he allegedly overdosed his dog Friday. The Sheriff's Office, Animal Protective Services, and Whiteville Rescue responded to a call for an overdose patient and found the man and his puppy unconscious. The dog was administered Narcan and is expected to recover. The man was hospitalized and charges are pending. Look for more on this story on our website. Charges are pending after a woman allegedly performed an operation on a dog at her residence with no training, veterinary supplies, or medicine, then shared the process on Facebook. Animal Protective Services, the Sheriff's Office, and the State Vet Board are investigating. The estimated price for the new school in Bolton increased $1.8 million since December. It was already more than $10 million over the estimated $55 million. County school officials will receive another financial update from Superintendent Eddie Beck at their next meeting. Whiteville police are asking residents to complete a survey about the department, their concerns, and the community in general. The survey is available on the city website. We have a link in the story on our website as well. The survey will be open until August 2nd. Columbus Regional Healthcare performed its first organ transplant Friday. The patient's name was not released. Hospital employees lined the halls in tribute to the donor and the recipient. Chaffron police have a new high-tech crime-fighting tool. The Skim Scam is used to check card readers for illegal recording devices that are used to steal credit card information. CPD will be routinely checking card readers throughout town. Whiteville police have a new program for area seniors, shut-ins, and disabled. We Call, We Care is a free service. Subscribers will be called every day at the same time between 8 and 11 a.m. To sign up or for more information, call 642-95111 or see the story at columbuscountynews.com. Two road projects start this week that will affect Columbus County motorists, and they're not even in Columbus County. The Department of Transportation closed 905 at the Brunswick County line for most of June, beginning today. They're replacing a pipe. Traffic is being detoured to 904 Ramsey Ford Road and Big Cypress. Now, milling and repaving is set to start on US 74 in Robinson County, and they're going to start at the Columbus County line and move towards Maxton. That is also expected to take about a month. Fair Bluff has added a livestock swap to the first Saturday market. That's this Saturday from 7 to 11. Vendors will have eggs, chickens, goats, cows, ducks, and more up for grabs. The swap, of course, takes place from 7 to 11 a.m. on Riverside Drive in downtown Fair Bluff. Call 910-833-4772 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.